Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, April 12, 1980. Interview with Dick Tong, conducted by Beverly Chen. Okay. Mr. Tong, do you think that the Chinese in Los Angeles have done better or worse than the general population of the Los Angeles area? Okay. Pretty fair. What do you mean by it?
What wage effect, you know?
Hmm?
I say, what way we're talking about now?
Economically.
Oh, economic. Economy is supposed to be pretty good today.
Okay.
See, they have a lot of new building, a lot of business,
mm-hmm.
and banking, saving loan, you know, a lot of new business.
But compared to the general population, meaning everybody, including the whites and the...
I think compared we do better than not, you know,
than all other, everybody
else.
Yeah,
that's else. Right. Yeah.
I see. Okay. And did you ever hear anybody say that they were embarrassed or unhappy to be Chinese, that they wanted to be, you know,
no.
white?
No.
No?
I think myself, I'm very proud to be Chinese.
I see. Is that, do you think that's the way most Chinese feel?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay. What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves? Yeah. What would be the best jobs for themselves?
They most, you know, when they can afford it, they always want to be organize their own business,
mm-hmm.
want to be owner
mm-hmm.
the business.
Mm-hmm.
But ordinarily, of course, we have a lot of restaurants in LA, and a lot of cook and a lot of waitress.
Uh-huh.
There'd be a lot of Chinese of that kind of jobs.
But they wouldn't want to be, if they had a choice, they would not want to be a waitress or a waiter.
Oh yeah, they if they can, you know, they can run their own business, they do.
So you think the best job for themselves is to run their own business.
Mm-hmm.
What about for their children? What do you think most Chinese would want their children to be?
Oh, they skip all the education their children want.
Uh-huh.
And they work hard for the children and they look for their future, see.
What kind of jobs do you think you, for instance, would like your children to have?
Well,
regardless of what
the
they're
case
doing now, what would
you have to be fit the children, you know? Because if they not can be lawyer, they cannot force him to be lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And they want them to be doctor and they couldn't make it, you know, you just can't force.
But you don't have any personal preferences.
No, but naturally, when your parents, did you want to be children, get the best themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, going back to the grocery store that you owned, was it a Chinese or an American grocery store, Wen Chenglong, or both?
Wen Chenglong, we just a little American grocery, but men business is Chinese closely.
A little bit of American,
mm-hmm.
but mostly Chinese. So I would presume your customers were American. Chinese.
The most are Chinese, but we have American business too.
Okay. When you first got there in the 1921, was it?
Mm-hmm.
The store was located on Alameda Street?
752 North Alameda Street.
And it had been there for quite some
time. Oh yeah,
right?
But many years before I came in this country.
And did you say your grandfather started it?
Oh yeah.
Was he the one that got lost, or your uncle came here to find him but could not find him?
No, they in there. My grandfather used to be running laundry, you know, Chinese laundry.
Uh-huh.
But they organized the Wen Chenglong and partnership with $1,000. My grandfather owned just a little share.
Do you remember when your grandfather first came to the States?
This suppose I think about 30 years ago, before I born.
Oh, 30 years before you were born,
mm-hmm.
And you were born 1902, so about 1870.
Mm-hmm. Something
like that. Okay. And do you know why he came here?
Labor. Look, coming for a living, you know. In China, the poor family, you know.
Yeah.
They just a group, you know, they come on over this country, look for jobs, see?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and when your grandfather first came over, what did he do?
Laundry.
He opened a laundry store or he worked for somebody?
He worked for somebody.
Okay. How long did he continue to work for someone before he opened
maybe
his own?
A few years later, and he get his own, just a small business.
Uh-huh. And then, you remember roughly when he started, he began Wing Chun Lung?
Well,
he is one of the founders, right?
Oh yeah, founder, just a partner.
Partner, right. Was it like 1890?
Well, you figure a year from today for 100 years.
100 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's 1880.
Yeah.
Oh my, 1880. That's, he told you, somebody told you that it was 100 years ago. In other words, you have
no, we figure out.
You figured.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And was it, since 1880, had it been on Alameda Street?
They must be, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see. And when you first came over, did you notice what kind of customers there were? You know, what did they do? What in the 1920s?
They,
or if you even know, even back in the
well
1880s
or
90s?
I don't know too much. You know, before, say, but from 1921, I know because
okay.
I stayed like long. See?
All right, from 1921 to say 1930s or early 40s, what kind of profession were your customers engaged in?
Oh, we have a you know butcher shop in the store. We make barbecue,
yeah,
pork,
uh-huh.
And we make Chinese lap chiang, pork sauces.
Yeah.
And we supplied to the restaurant. And
oh, your customers were restaurants?
Oh yeah, we
Chinese restaurant.
Oh yeah. And we also have a little bean sprout factory, you know. We are the partner, original bean sprout maker is our firm, Wing Chun Lung.
Oh,
in
LA. The first
bean
sprout maker?
Yeah.
Oh, when did you start making bean sprouts?
Well, as long I know, it's 1921 is in India, see, but
oh,
I don't
already
know.
Already started,
yeah.
I see, by 1921.
Uh-huh.
And how about the retail customers?
Only telecom,
other than the restaurant owners.
Oh, the retail customer, the laundryman, and all Chinese community, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're all the Chinese customer, but sometimes few American people too.
Mm-hmm. Did the Americans come in to buy Chinese food?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I see. You had all of those cha siu and
yeah,
cha siu,
pho yu,
and pho yu. All those on the plants were on premises, right?
Uh-huh.
They were in
yeah.
the store or back of the store.
That's right.
Oh, I see. Now you say your grandfather had say $50 share in the $1,000 that
mm-hmm.
was needed to
yeah.
start the store. Do you remember who his partners were? Were they his relatives or friends?
I forgot, but they're mostly cousins or something.
Cousins.
Cousin, you know, with the same laundry people. The cousin get together and we organize the grocery store.
In other words, did they have the same last names? Were they remotely?
They're most of the time, yes.
Okay. Then how did he How did he increase his share?
Well, you know, the so many years when the time's good, times be pleasant, and the business when, you know, when he buy or, you know, he moves a bankruptcy many times.
If the Wing Chun Long went bankrupt a couple of times?
Oh, many times, good and bad.
And he was when the store went bankrupt, does that mean he personally was bankrupt too?
No, they just partnership, and anyway, they just, you know, well, had time for, you know, during the present.
Uh-huh.
It's no business.
Right.
Made any money.
Right.
And no, you know, had to look and find a job, see?
Yeah, right.
During that time, I think 1930-35 or something like that.
Uh-huh. Right. But your grandfather was able to become a majority owner, right?
Well, you know, gradually, when business is no good and a lot of people want to give up their sales.
So your grandfather bought it from them?
Yeah, my grandfather bought some.
Uh-huh.
And when I take him over, then I was little by little all of buying him up. See?
When your dad came over?
No, myself.
When you came over. I see.
When I work in the store beginning, and hard working and cheap labor, and I'm very hard working person.
Okay,
yeah.
Did they pay you?
Very little. I start with $50 a month
salary. Is that the average salary for people working?
Mm, yeah.
As a clerk,
even sometimes they get $30 a month.
Oh.
$30-$40.
That's for depression, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How many hours a week did you have to work?
Oh, don't count the hour. Oh, we have a long hour. 15-16 hours.
What time do you have to start working?
In the morning for 7 o'clock.
And then what time?
Until 11 or 12.
Oh, my.
No Sunday, no holiday.
Oh. Your store was open every day?
Oh, yeah.
I see. Your father never came over?
Oh, they come over, but they don't do too much.
They came over after you or before you?
No, they before coming.
Oh. So when you came in 1921, how many persons actually owned the store?
I don't understand, you know, because yeah.
What was it like, you know, 10 people who owned the store, or was it only your grandfather?
No,
I
think
three?
About 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
Yeah.
And then?
Someone owned $100, someone owned $200.
I
think it's 6 or 7 partners.
And later on, when you say in the 1940s, by the 1940s, your grandfather took over most of the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave them to you when he passed away?
No, I just continue working, and I bought them all. Even my grandfather, I bought him.
You bought it from your grandfather too? So are you the only owner now?
And I give someone, you know, some share for my son run the business.
Oh, yes.
But most I own.
If it's only you and your son, it's sort of like you're within your immediate family.
Yeah.
I see. How were the other workers paid? You said that you were paid $50 a month. Were there other workers they hired that is not their relatives?
No, not relatives.
They only hired their relatives.
Yeah.
I see. Have you ever hired anybody that is not your relative to work for?
Oh, yeah.
Starting when?
Oh, just time to time, keep changing. And
okay. Describe to me, what sort of work would you hire people to do?
Butcher.
Butcher.
Store clerk.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes cook in the store.
There's a cook in this store?
Oh yeah, we have our own food, you know, cook for the helpers.
Lunch,
yeah.
to everybody.
Uh-huh. Not like lunch, dinner, lunch, everything.
Did you live in the store?
I live in the store.
Did everybody else live in the store?
I think it's just myself. Another employee, we have a warehouse on the next street, and they live in a warehouse.
Oh, next street.
The storeroom, you know.
They live in the warehouse,
yeah.
The other employees.
Yeah.
How about your grandfather and his
used
other
used to be, grandfather lived in the store too.
And then he got his own house?
No, nobody owned no house.
Oh, he rented a place. Was your grandmother here? With your grandfather?
Grandmother in China.
How about your mother?
All in China.
I see. And what about the work you did when you were being hired, when you first came over here? Do you remember what sort of work you did?
I had my grandfather take care of the bean sprout.
Yeah, you mean the accounting?
Spring water, you know.
Water?
You know, the bean sprout.
Bean sprout.
You have to, you know, spring the water, see? Every 4 hours.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
We must work day night time too, you know.
Yeah. How does that work? You just put a little bit of seed there and...
We use a wooden top, wooden barrel for the soy sauce barrel, you know, empty it and we clean them up. And we made bean sprout with the barrel.
You just put the little beans.
Put
a
few pound bean, and you know we wash the bean.
Soak in water.
Soak in water and put them in there. Every 4 hours we put the water. You know.
Oh.
Otherwise, it takes about 3-4 days to grow and about that long. See.
Oh, was it? Did you do both kinds of bean sprout or only one kind?
Some soybean, but soybean very little, but the bean sprout was mainly.
And what else did you have to do besides bean sprouts? Did you have to be the butcher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make the barbecue pork?
Uh-huh.
You know.
I do everything.
Was the accounting system they used the Chinese way or the American way?
Chinese way. You mean bookkeeping?
Yeah, bookkeeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do myself.
Oh, since you, when you first came or later
no,
on?
No, later.
Later on.
Later, I think one pound when they retired, go back to China.
Uh-huh.
I take over, see.
Oh, I see.
They don't teach me at all, you know. They don't want nobody, you know. But I learn myself.
You learn how to do it, or you learn?
I learn how to do it.
I see.
Because I live in the store. Night time, they close the door, they went out the building. And I by myself.
And so you just
night time I just get up and
study.
Take all the book and open. I just study.
Uh-huh. I see. Is it, would you say your case is typical of Chinese who have come here? Meaning that they start working for somebody else and then gradually they work hard and become successful.
That's right.
That's a typical case. Do you know of anybody who wasn't successful, who came here and became even poorer than before, or started a business and just went bankrupt totally?
Well, during that time, well, a few people have a business. I think who Los Angeles, only about a couple three Chinese grocery store.
Three?
Yeah. Mm. They're all small.
Until what time?
Well, as I remember, I think it's... But they keep growing, they keep, you know, more business.
You mean the grocery stores?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say. I think you said that you started also a produce mart. Produce store, right? Wholesale produce.
I learned wholesale produce business.
When did you start the wholesale produce business?
During the World War II.
Ah.
You know the.
By that time, how many wholesale produce businesses.
It's a lot in the city market, you know.
On 9th and
Central. They use the Japanese own the most business during the war start. They put all the Japanese in a concentration camp.
Oh.
And then I have a chance to take over some, you know.
I see. And then when were the Japanese able to get back those stores
after combat, and I sell it back to them, see?
Oh, you sell it back to them. I see, they sold it to you. When they left?
No, I get from with
from
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I get from the government, you know.
How does that work? The government will give it to you free?
Well, during that time, they got nothing for sale. Only a few, you know, office equipment and few hand trucks, you know, well, a little equipment. But when they have the truck for deliver, and you have to buy from them, see?
Yeah, so did you buy
the
trucks from them?
Even all our equipment.
I see. Going back to your grocery store, what kind of goods were the most popular in your store, and how much did they sell for?
Oh, today our main business is bean sprout.
Okay. Not that back in those days. Back in the 1920s,
1930s,
yeah.
Oh, that's. I think we import Chinese grocery. You know, rice.
Oh,
I think rice. You know, the
rice was the most
main
popular
food. See.
Okay. Rice. What about
all the food stuff? You know, the Chinese food stuff.
Okay, for instance, did they have things like donggu, you know, the dry mushrooms?
Yeah, donggu we import from Japan.
Ah, I see.
It used to be, I import donggu or Japanese mutton dye, I sell it to the Japanese people. I wholesale the, you know.
The Chinese don't want them?
Oh, yeah. But Japanese, they have little store, but they nobody import, but I import from Japan.
I see. And then, so you
I
act
have
as
to
a
sell it, you know.
Oh, you sell it to the little Japanese
yes.
grocery stores. I see. So rice was the most popular
rice,
thing. Right?
Like a restaurant.
How much did a pound of rice cost in the 1920s?
I think a 50 pound about $2-3.
Yeah.
The best rice. Come and lose a meat, you know.
What do you mean the best rice? Where are they from?
From China, well, you know.
Which part of China?
Canton.
Mm-hmm. The long kind, right?
Yeah, long grain rice.
Long grain rice. And what else was popular besides rice?
All the restaurant mutton rice.
Okay.
Like a water chestnut.
Water.
Bamboo suits.
Water chestnut, you bought them from farmers and sold them?
No, from import from Hong Kong.
Oh, excuse
but
me.
From mainland China.
Oh, the fresh ones?
Oh, yeah. During that time, we use the fresh.
Oh.
But the bamboo suit in a can.
Oh, bamboo suit came in can.
And soy sauce.
Soy sauce,
yeah.
Tea. How much does soy sauce cost at that time? Do you remember?
I think about $4-5 hundred pound.
It goes by the pound?
By hundred thirty pound, 100 kin.
Oh, 100 kin.
100 kin. 130 pound.
Oh, it's 130 pounds. My, for how many dollars?
Well, $3-5, something like that.
Oh, that's inexpensive. Is that the retail price? Your retail
price?
Your
price.
Wholesale
price. The retail, they don't buy 100.
Right, right. I was thinking, if it were retail, how much would it cost?
Mm. Retail, I think, well, a little.
I mean, for
not too much.
For 1 gallon or half a gallon.
No, all come in a bottle.
Bottle.
A small bottle.
How much?
About 20-30 cents bottle.
How many workers did you hire at the most?
And
at your busiest time?
Busy time, I think we have about 15 to 20 employees.
Oh, that's a lot.
We have about 3-4 trucks deliver.
Deliver what?
Deliver to the restaurant.
Oh, to the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
I see. So in a sense, you were mainly selling to restaurants. You were sort of like a restaurant supplier, Chinese
yeah.
restaurant supplier, more so
supply,
than
more than retail.
Than retail grocery, Chinese or American.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And what kind of salaries were they getting at that time?
Well, it happened, I set up my old fire about 10 years ago. My salary, $150 a month, and my employee was 75 to 125.
A month? A week?
A month.
No.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Oh boy.
Yeah. You know, 10 years ago still not too high, you see?
Yeah, not high at all.
No, maybe more than 10 years ago.
Years ago, 20 or 30 years
mm-hmm.
ago. Yeah, because you couldn't live on $150
yeah.
a month 10 years ago. I see. So they were getting approximately half of what you were getting.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how large is your store?
After we moved down here, we built a pretty good size store.
How many square feet? Including
well, the
store
is about 80 by 160.
Uh-huh.
We have a 4 store.
Mm-hmm. And today, is it still doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Supplying Chinese restaurants?
Yeah, we're doing
uh-huh.
more today.
Doing more
business.
More business
mm-hmm.
today, I see. And you are mostly your sons take
mm-hmm.
care of
oh,
it?
Oh yeah.
I see. And what was the reason that you originally chose San Pedro and 9th Street? Were there lots of Chinese restaurants at that time?
No, because when tear down the old Chinatown for the depot, everybody had to move.
Yeah, why did you pick that spot?
Well, you know, a lot of people moved to New Chinatown.
Right. Why didn't you go to
And I'm the one that like to go down 9th in San Pedro because it was near the city market and used to be have a community Chinese in there too, you know, group, see.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that we want to be independent and we want to get away from competition from the Chinatown,
oh, yeah.
see.
What is your store hours?
Store hour?
Is it Monday through Sunday?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening.
Every day?
Mm-hmm. Sunday, 10 o'clock to 5.
I see. And
we close the holiday.
Is that the same for the 1940s and 30s?
No, we just changed a new hour, I think, about a few years ago.
And
according to the
labor law,
yeah.
Oh, back in the old days,
long hours.
No, I mean, not the working hours you had to put in, but the store hours.
Store hour, we open 7 o'clock to 7 or 8 o'clock.
Oh, uh-huh. And
yeah,
you open at
hour.
8 in the
mm-hmm.
morning
yeah.
and close at 7 or 8. That's it. And were the worker, yes? What were you saying?
Well, according to just the labor law, you know, we have to adjust.
And were the workers working all the time? They had said
you know,
they had to work,
how
you hired?
How Chinese, you know, they work sometimes, they take it easy.
I see. But theoretically, they're still there. And were they all men? Did you ever hire any women?
I think we have a one girl.
to be a cashier.
Cashier, yeah. Yeah, and we have a secretary, bookkeeping,
uh-huh.
A girl.
I see. But all the other jobs.
And my daughter-in-law work part-time in the office.
Right now, right?
Mm.
But I mean, back in the 20s and 30s,
mm.
or 40s.
Yeah.
20s, 30s, 40s. Were there any women?
No.
No, at that time.
No.
And the men you hired, were they married or single?
You mean the
the people working in the store?
Some married, some single.
The married men, did they have their wives over here? Or
oh, yeah.
Their wives back
yeah.
in China?
Sometimes wives in China.
Is
some in here, too.